106.7 WIZN. If the phone is ringing, it must be time for a call with Kyle from Sticks and Stuff. And Kyle, what are we talking about today?
I think the rainy weather is kind of making people do some interior projects. And it seems like the last couple weeks, something that's been popular is questions about interior stains, whether it is a hardwood or a softwood, whether you're doing a bookshelf or a end table or a chair. A lot of people have questions about colors. We do have color charts that are available for Minwax tends to be the most common brand that people are in looking for. Mm-hmm. We have that stain. Generally, classic Minwax is an oil-based, which is going to soak into those woods a lot better than something like a water-based will. If it is a softwood like a pine, I generally recommend that people do a pre-stained wood conditioner. Minwax makes a product for that, so you'd wipe it on the board first, let that absorb for a couple minutes, and then go over it with whatever oil-based stain you choose, and the color will be much more uniform. You won't get some of the blotchiness. Generally, you don't have to worry about it with hardwoods, you know, maples and oaks and things like that. But definitely on pine to absorb it more evenly, we recommend that. And then as far as a protective top coat, if it's going to be something like a shelf that you're going to be watering a plant on, or it's going to be next to like an open window, Minwax makes products that are both oil-based and water-based as far as polyurethanes, which are basically like wrapping your product in like a liquid plastic. So you can do as many coats of that as you want, depending on how protected you want it. Sand lightly in between those coats, use a tack cloth to get off any of that dust, and then put your final coat on. For an exterior project, they have a product called Helmsman, which was designed originally to protect boat hulls. Mm-hmm. So it's completely waterproof and UV resistant. And all of these finishes come in like a satin finish, a semi-gloss, and a gloss, depending how shiny you want your final project to be. The one thing I do tell people is the flatter that you go, the more imperfections it'll hide. Yes. So if it is an older project that might have some dings, dents, or scratches, you can do a satin, and it won't show as much as if you did a full gloss. Those imperfections will stand out quite a lot.
Yeah, I have an older home, so satin is the way I go.
Yes, satin is definitely the most common finish.
All right, well, if people want to pick up your stains, they just go to sticksandstuff.com, find one of your 7 locations close to them, and get ready to do some of those projects and make it look really nice.
Absolutely. Spit shine everything on the inside when it's a rainy day.
There you go. All right, Kyle, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, take care, everybody.